Jesus Christ to Mary, "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" That is the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's dig into the Word of God. If you would, go to the Gospel of John, and we'll look at chapter 2. It's up on the screen if you don't have a Bible with you. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, and it says, "And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." So, very interesting passage of scripture here, as they're at this wedding, and Jesus is about to perform the first recorded miracle that we know about in the Bible, when he transformed water, regular water, into wine. Incredible. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, deity. He came down from heaven above, and now he's doing this incredible miracle, about to do it. And Mary came up to Jesus and told him they have no wine. And look at what Jesus said. He said, "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" That's a rebuke. So it's very interesting, because Mary, Mother Mary, or who the Catholic Church refers to as the Blessed Mother, they elevate Mary to a place that Jesus Christ never wanted her to be elevated to. And this passage of Scripture, by the way, it played a huge part in the conversion of a Roman Catholic priest by the name of Charles Shinnecke. This hit him like a lightning bolt. Because he was a Roman Catholic priest for many years, 25 years. He was a Roman Catholic for 50 years. So he would preach about Mary. And as a Catholic, you know, what very often what people are taught is that you must come through Mary to get to Jesus. But that's simply not true. You know, Mr. Shinnecke, in his book, he talks about how you're taught that the father is more stricter than the mother, and who would you rather go to? You know, if your father's going to punish you, you don't want to be punished. So the mother had the softer touch. So this type of lingo is common in Roman Catholic circles. So when Mr. Shinnecke was studying the scriptures one day, he came upon this passage here. And it hit him like, as I said, like a lightning bolt. Can you imagine this? "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" So here, Mr. Shinnecke, he was a priest at the time. He was preaching to the people, you know, all about Mary, coming through Mary. And this really changed his life. Eventually, not right away, but eventually he left the Roman Catholic system. So that's very common in the church, that people elevate Mary. Now, here's something I've spoken about before. Here's from an article. I believe this is from the Catholic News Service. And you find it on other Catholic sites, the National Register, National Catholic Register, I think it's called. So the title of the article was "Mother and Son, Pope Francis Shares Personal Intimate Devotion to Mary." If you look at the screen there, you'll see the Pope, an image of him before the statue of Our Lady of Fatima. So here's a graven image, an idol that he's praying before, touching that idol. You can say, very common. This is Roman Catholicism, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that I grew up in. I'm a former Roman Catholic. I did all of these things with the statues, praying the rosary, praying to Mary, and so on and so forth. So in this same article, it says here, he was speaking somewhere. It said, in his homily, the Pope said, "When I was using the incense, I noticed something very beautiful. The statue of Saint Anne does not have a crown, but her daughter Mary is crowned. Saint Anne is the woman who prepared her daughter to become queen of heaven and earth. This woman did a great job. article goes on to say, visiting Naples in March, Pope Francis told priests, nuns, and seminarians that one way to make sure Jesus is the center of their lives is to ask his mother to take you to him. A priest, a brother, a nun who does not love Mary, who does not pray to her, I would even say one who does not recite the rosary, well, if you don't love the mother will not give you the son. Oh boy. So this is stuff that you're going to hear in Catholic circles, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all about Mary. So in the first part of that little passage there, he's talking about Saint Anne. Now that's the mother of Mary, and talking about how Saint Anne prepared her daughter Mary to become queen, of heaven and earth. This is all paganism, folks. By the way, you don't find this in the Bible. You will find it in the Roman Catholic Church, and this is why you find this stuff going on, this rosary, this elevation of Mary, the Blessed Mother, pray the rosary, Hail Mary, and so on and so forth. I did it, ladies and gentlemen, for years. I got saved at the age of 36. Glory to God. I was born again. So I'm not looking down upon you, folks. I'm preaching this today so that you would be released from that bondage. That's exactly what I'm doing. I make no bones about that. I want you to come out of that system. I'm going to give you another passage of scripture, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. We're going to look at verses 41 to 51. It said, Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not, or know ye not, that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Whoa! Once again, if there are videos in heaven, I would like to see this replayed. This had to be something awesome, folks. So here, you know, there was a Passover feast, and the feast was done, and now they left, and Joseph and Mary realized, you know, where's Jesus? And they didn't realize that he wasn't with the company, with the crowd, with the relatives and so on that were walking. And they eventually found him. Think about this, 3 days. And here is Jesus. This is the Son of God. This is the one who was sent down from heaven. Where is he? They find him in the temple, in the midst of the doctors. This is the doctors of the law. And he's hearing them, and he's asking them questions. And that must have been an amazing Bible study, ladies and gentlemen. I would have loved to hear the questions that he was putting to them. And they were amazed, you know. It says they were astonished at his understanding and answers, okay? So now, eventually, Joseph and Mary, they catch up to him, and they find him in the temple, and you know, they want to know, why did you do this? Why did you deal with us this way? You know, we're sorrowing. Your father and us are sorrowing, meaning Joseph. So Jesus turns to them and says, How is it that you sought me? Wished ye not, or know ye not, that I must be about my father's business? Isn't that interesting? Joseph was basically the stepfather, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this. But this one, Jesus Christ, was conceived supernaturally by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he was talking about his Father in heaven. And he said to Mary, don't you know? I must be about my Father's business. How is it that you don't know this? Isn't that interesting? So once again, we see Jesus did not elevate his earthly mother. They did not have the understanding. Look at that verse 50. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Look at that. So that's something you need to keep in mind. Let me give you one more passage of scripture. I'm going to seal the deal regarding this idolatry of Mary. Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without or outside, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without or outside, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, look at that, the same is my brother and sister and mother. So here we have a scenario, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Mary outside with the rest of the family. Yes, Jesus did have brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, he did. And they're outside, ladies and gentlemen. And they wanted to talk with him. So somebody came up and said, you know what? Your mother and your brethren, your family's outside. They want to talk with you. And he let it be known. Look, Jesus did not elevate his earthly family, his natural family, so to speak. He didn't do that. He wanted the people to know. And this is why now he stretches forth his hand toward those who were listening to him. These were people who wanted to hear the word of God. And he stretches forth his hand and he said, behold, my mother and my brethren. She's outside. But he's stretching forth his hand to the people who were inside listening to the word of God, being expounded upon by Jesus Christ himself. He said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. He's talking about spiritual family, ladies and gentlemen, talking about his Father in heaven. You must be born again. So you become part of the family of God one way, and it's through new birth. You must be born again of the Spirit. If you've never been born again of the Spirit, you are not part of that family. Oh, yes, folks. So Mary, even Mary, believe it or not, she was used mightily of God. I mean, Jesus came out of her womb, supernaturally conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. But at this point in time, she did not have the total understanding. And this is what Jesus is trying to show the people right there. Keep in mind, when they came back from that Passover, they understood not what Jesus was talking about. So here again, we see the same type of thing taking place, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to get you away from that idolatry of Mary, if you're still in that. And keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the only one you need. He's the only mediator, folks. You can approach God. It says in 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And I'm going to close it out with this, folks. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 34. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us, folks. It's only one person, folks, that you need to make intercession for you. Not Mary, not Mother Mary. Lay down the rosary beads once and for all. Put them aside. It's idolatry. Put those statues outside. You know, throw them away, folks. It's idolatry. I'm telling you, do it before it's too late. It's Christ, folks. He's the one. And he look at what the Bible says here. It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemned? That could condemn it. That is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Verse 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That verse ministered to me early on, you know, as I got saved, folks. Freely. You need to know these things that are given to you freely. Christ paid the price for you. You don't have to go through Mother Mary. You don't have to go to Mary first to get to Jesus. You go straight to the Lord. He will cleanse you. He will wash you clean with the perfect blood that he shed on the cross for you, folks. And the Spirit of God is the one who's going to show you these things. So, folks, it's always going to come back to the Word of God. So you've been taught these things. If you're a Roman Catholic, you're praying the rosary, you're doing your novenas. I know about all this stuff, folks. I know I was a Catholic. I lit my candles. I prayed before statues, prayed my Hail Marys. Folks, listen to me. It's time to get out of that system. Woman, what have I to do with thee? Be blessed.